Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Gia Lai News. On the morning of July the 22nd, the Trao Gia Lai Provincial People's Council officially convened its second session, a mid-2025 regular meeting at the Provincial Convention Center to deliberate and decide on several key matters under its jurisdiction. Of the 112 members of the council, 99 were present. In his opening speech, Council Chairman Ralan Chung emphasized this was the first regular meeting of the Provincial People Council since the local government began officially operating under the two-tier administrative model on the 3rd of July. According to Chairman Ralan Chung, the province recorded several encouraging achievements in the first half of the year thanks to the connected efforts of the political system, the public, and the business community. Notably, Gia Lai's gross regional domestic product, or GRDP, grew by 7.49% year-on-year. Social and cultural activities were vibrant. National defense and public security were reinforced, and administrative reform, digital transformation, and public service modernization were given strong focus. Social welfare was ensured, and resident living standards were basically stable, with improvement in several areas. However, he also acknowledged ongoing challenges. Business operation in certain sectors remained difficult. The round out several major projects were behind schedule, and agricultural production, while growing, had not yet fully tapped the province's potential. The rate of deep agricultural processing remained low. Tourism offering was still limited in diversity and quality, and issues such as illegal land occupation, unauthorized construction, and environmental pollution persisting in some industrial cluster. Speaking at the opening session, Provincial Party Secretary Ho Quoc Dung stressed the significance of this meeting in the broader effort to build and refine institutional frameworks, policy, and regulation to effectively operate the new two-tier governance model. He noted that the outcomes of this session would play a vital role in helping Gia Lai achieve fast, sustainable development aligned with set goals. Secretary Ho Quoc Dung referenced Resolution No. 1 from the first plenary session of the Provincial Party Executive Committee, which outlines the key mission and solutions for the second half of 2025. This includes striving for a GRDP growth rate higher than the national average. Vietnam's national GDP target for 2025 is over 8%. He called on both the Provincial People's Council and People's Committee to swiftly and decisively implement Central Committee Conclusion No. 123, finalized the Provincial Master Plan for 2025 to 2030 with a vision to 2050, and urgently allocate resources, responsibilities, and development targets to the 77 communes and wards in former Gia Lai province, and on provincial departments and sectors guided by the six clarities: clear person, clear task, clear timeline, clear product, clear responsibility, and clear authority. Secretary Dung also urged a comprehensive review of on resolution mechanism and policy previously enacted by the People's Council of the former Gia Lai and Bình Định province to assess their legality, validity, and practicality under the new administrative structure. He emphasized the need to promptly repeal, amend, or replace outdated or overlapping policy to ensure legal consistency, avoid dual policy situation, and prevent government's gaps, especially in economic development, budget management, public investment, and social welfare. The party secretary called for greater decentralization and empowerment of commune and world level government, accompanied by appropriate resource allocation. He entrusted the PVC to urgently review and develop plans for managing public assets and infrastructure after the administrative restructuring, with priority given to repurposing facilities for essential services such as healthcare, education, and community needs. Additionally, he called for the prompt establishment of commune-level project management posts in eligible locations to gradually transfer responsibility for investment, land clearance, and land fund development, therefore boosting local autonomy and resources for growth. Secretary Hồ Quốc Dũng concluded by directing the People's Council and People Committee to continue improving public well-being, enhancing the quality of education, healthcare, and social security, and completing housing programs for disadvantaged groups and people with meritorious service. He stressed the importance of accelerating poverty reduction, building new-style rural areas, and supporting ethnic minority communities in developing livelihoods and stabilizing their lives. He also called for continuous effort to streamline and strengthen the two-tier government apparatus, particularly by promptly filling vacant staff positions and providing training to improve competition. Finally, he emphasized pushing ahead with administrative reform, digital transformation, and the development of a unified data management system across levels and sectors, laying the groundwork for modern government that transitions from control to facilitation and service, better meeting the needs of both residents and businesses. On July the 21st, Mr. Phạm Văn Tuấn, chairman of Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee, signed a decision to award certificates of merit to three medical departments and three individuals from Hoàng Anh Gia Lai University Medical Hospital for their exceptional performance in patient care and treatment. According to the decision, the awarded departments include the Pediatrics Department, the Department of Neurosurgery and Orthopedics, and the Department of Surgery, Anesthesiology and Recovery. The three individuals honored are Dr. Trần Minh Tuấn, Dr. Dương Tuấn Anh, and Master of Medicine Dr. Phạm Võ Công. Previously, on July the 15, the hospital's emergency response team swiftly deployed after receiving an urgent call from Atapu Province, Laos, about a premature infant in critical condition. The medical team immediately traveled over 100 kilometers to the Bờ Y International Border Gate to receive the patient. Thanks to their rapid response, high level of expertise, and timely intervention, the team successfully stabilized the infant. The baby is now in stable condition and continues to receive intensive care at the hospital's neonatal unit. Beyond its key role in safeguarding the health of Gia Lai residents, Hoàng Anh Gia Lai University Medical Hospital serves as a frontline medical provider in the region. The hospital regularly participates in medical missions to neighboring communities in Laos and Cambodia, contributing to international cooperation and strengthen cross-border friendship in healthcare. To ensure the best condition for the 2025 to 2026 academic year, Gia Lai's Department of Education and Training is urgently implementing a wide-ranging plan to upgrade, repair, and invest in school infrastructure across the province. According to Mr. Phạm Văn Nam, Director of Gia Lai Department of Education and Training, all educational institutions have been instructed to conduct a comprehensive review of their facilities and compile detailed lists of items that require renovation or improvement. For schools under the direct management of the department, more than 252 billion VND has been allocated for essential upgrades and repairs during the 2023 to 2025 period. Of that, over 194 billion VND is earmarked for 2025 alone. Data of the department show that in the former Yalai province, over 151 billion VND is being invested in facilities and equipment for 24 schools, including ethnic boarding schools, semi-boarding schools, and public schools during the 2023 to 2025 period. Meanwhile, in the former Bundang province, more than 101 billion VND has been designated for constructing 43 classrooms, 6 subclassrooms, 3 administrative buildings, and 3 restroom facilities. Additionally, the purchase covered the repair of 118 classrooms, 48 subject and function rooms, 2 administrative buildings, and 15 auxiliary structures. Alongside infrastructure upgrades, Yalai education sector is also focusing on modernizing teaching equipment. This year plan includes the distribution of new computer sets, projectors, and interactive whiteboard, particularly prioritizing schools in rural and mountainous areas. By investing in modern educational tools, the province aims to enhance the quality of teaching and learning, narrow the gap between urban and remote schools, and provide students with early exposure to technology. In response to the complex developments of diseases and global instabilities affecting the medicine supply chain, the Yalai Provincial Department of Health has directed medical facilities, the Provincial Center for Disease Control, and pharmaceutical production and trading units to ensure a sufficient and timely supply of medicines for treatment needs. Accordingly, medical facilities must proactively review and develop procurement plans to ensure the supply of medicines, especially emergency drugs, epidemic prevention medications, blood products and derivatives, anesthetics, and opioid-based painkillers. At the same time, they must seek alternative sources and import medicines in accordance with regulations to avoid treatment disruptions. Head of these facilities are responsible for ensuring sufficient quantities of medicines. The Provincial Center for Disease Control is tasked with developing plans for the coordination, reception, and distribution of medicines for disease prevention and control, and regularly reporting inventory levels and usage demands to the Department of Health. Pharmaceutical manufacturers and trading units are also required to proactively formulate supply plans and enhance their capacity to effectively meet the medical examination and treatment needs of the population. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.